In a memo last month, the EPA acknowledged its mistake in figuring renewable fuels trading credits attached to exported gallons of ethanol. The agency will recalculate those and may have to redo parts of its controversial RFS proposal, since the credits, known as RINs, affect compliance with the RFS.
By overestimating the number of RINs available in the marketplace, they underestimated the number of gallons that should actually be blended. And as a consequence, you will likely see the renewable volume obligation increase.
That's Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen. His RFA and member biofuel firms cited the mistake back in June. The proposal stirred up months of controversy involving ethanol groups, corn growers, and State Farm lawmakers. Dineen's group predicts the EPA will likely have to revise its renewable fuel volumes for 2014 and possibly more.
We anticipate that this could have an impact on the volumes required for 15 and 16 as well. We believe that number could be as high as 380 million gallons.
That brings the RFS blending requirement up from the proposed level of 13.25 billion gallons to more than 13.6 billion, restoring almost 40% of EPA's proposed cut. A final RFS rule is expected in November.